Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ryan Porth here with you on this Thursday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. Looking ahead to the Preds road trip against Dallas coming up over the weekend. And to help us do that, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and bring in our man, Hal Gill, Preds radio analyst, brought to you by Dunkin', featuring their new location in Belmede, and TriStar Moving. TriStar Movers with five-star service. Skillsy, what's going on, man? How you doing?
Not much. Just trying to get through this world and through quarantine and get ready to go back and watch some hockey.
And I look, that's just the hand we're dealt nowadays in the world, and the Preds found that out firsthand the other night as well. The game against Carolina gets canceled after I thought the Preds played pretty well in that game in their only loss of the season. Skillsy, what stood out to you through the three games that the Preds have played, 2-1 so far on the season?
Yeah, just to compete. I think they're at another level of compete, grit, sandpaper. All the players that they brought in have really kind of raised the bar on competition-wise, their ability to get to the hard areas of the ice. And then I think it's also a mentality shift, and all the other players, the skill players, are doing the same thing. The guys that have been around have kind of said, hey, you know what, we got to play a different way. And so they're going to all the hard areas. And so I think the team game looks good defensively, and offensively it's working as well.
So, three games in, is this sustainable, Hal? I mean, is this what this team is in your view?
Well, that's the challenge. I do think it's been a little bit sloppy. I don't think they've been as clean on the exits as they'd like to be out of the zone. I don't think the entries through the neutral zone and the entries into the offensive zone have been exceptional. I think they've just been okay. So I think they can develop that part of their game and get a little cleaner. I mean, that's just to go with having been not playing for a while, but I think that's going to come around. I do think the challenge is going to be to maintain that edge, that piece of battle. But I think once it's in your mentality and it's in your DNA, it stays there. And so that's my hope for the team anyway. And I think that's a challenge on the guys is to grind it out and to keep working. It's going to be a hard season, so I don't see it being a problem. I don't think it's going to be hard to generate emotion in these games.
Hal, we've talked to you before about Forsberg and what a great player he's been for the Predators since he's been here, but also recognizing I think everybody feels there's another level for him to reach, and Forsberg's talked about that as well, and off to a great start. 3 goals in 3 games. He's been very noticeable in every zone. What do you think's gotten into him in terms of maybe a different way of approaching the game? What are you noticing out of Forsberg right now?
Just his ability to go to set his edge and attack. I feel like he's got a little bit more jam in his game, and I think when you play that way, when you play with a little on your edges, I think defensemen notice it and say, hey, whoa, I got to back off. I got to give him a little space. And what we've seen early on, you give Forsberg a little space, and he's not afraid to snipe from the outside. He's had 3 beautiful shots and 3 beautiful goals, and I think that's just part of his game. If he can challenge himself to continue to get into the hard areas, drive through and get into the house, get in front of the net, be a pest, and be fast through the neutral zone, I think he's just going to create more of those chances.
You know, it stinks, Hal. I mean, a lot of this whole thing stinks, of course, but, you know, to not really be able to, you know, be around the team, see some things that normally you'd see in a season. But from afar, it looks to me like Cousins is a guy who just changes, maybe brings just an edge that has been needed. What's your view of him, the talking, the grittiness, the willingness to mix it up a little bit? How has he done in that way, do you think, and how important do you think that might be for this team?
Yeah, that was a great signing, I think, and looking the way he plays. He's a guy that is going to go into the paint. He's going to get there. He's going to, you know, it's hard to call a penalty all the time. Every time the guy goes by and he bumps into the goalie a little bit, you know, it's like, it wasn't a penalty. It was just a little bump. He just dragged his foot, you know, his stick just tapped him. He's that kind of player, you know, and then the goalie gets upset. The D comes back and starts getting under his skin, and then he gets back under there, and then next thing you know, there's something going on in front of the net, and it just gives guys on your team a little more time to make plays. And I think that's the kind of player he is. But he's also got a pretty good – I've been happy watching him play, you know, positionally, and he's got a little offensive upside. Great shot, you know, but I think his real strength is his ability to just kind of get in the dirty areas and be a pest, and that's hard to play against.
Preds radio analyst Hal Gill on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And Hal, Roman Josi's minutes on the penalty kill have been down to begin this season, obviously with Borowiecki and Benning coming into the fold, two very gifted penalty killers in their own right. As a former defenseman and having experience on the penalty kill, how difficult are those minutes to play, and what sort of a benefit could Roman see throughout the season if this continues to be the case and the Preds limit his action on the penalty kill a little bit more than they've done in recent years?
Yeah, they can be tough minutes. And you know, for me, that was my job to go out there and kill penalties. You want Roman Josi out there, certainly on the power play, but also 5-on-5. He needs to drive the bus and be the guy that pushes through the neutral zone. That's a lot of skating he's got to do. So easing his penalty kill minutes, that's not to say you take him off it, because there is a certain level of pride that you get in killing penalties in certain points of the game. So I think you will see some ice there, but yeah, those minutes are big. If you can back him off there, that just gives him a little more pop through the neutral zone every other time that he heads up the ice. So I think that's big. I think those guys have done a good job. I think, you know, you're going to see a better penalty kill this year. Just personnel-wise, there's a lot of guys that are going to take a lot of pride in killing.
Hal, what do you think of how Duchesne has played so far, and what do you think of that line and you know, how it might look once Granlund comes back soon here?
Duchesne is he's looked good. He's had a couple speed bursts, a couple plays that are nifty around the net. You know, he's kind of player that I always say he's got to have some wows to his game. And when he wows you and you look out and you go, whoa, that was a good play. That's the kind of player he is. He can do those things. He should have five of them a game. I think he's had, you know, three or four a game, and I think he's building to it. But I think he's been really effective. He had a beautiful goal. I think you're going to see more of that, where he's a pest in the offensive zone and can create plays off turnovers and go. So I think we're going to see a lot more of that. Who he's going to play with is going to be tough. I do think Granlund and Haula kind of make a good line, and I think they'll probably explore that, but it'll be interesting to see what clicks and how fast it clicks. There's not a lot of time here.
And then, Hal, the last thing for you, the other guy that we always talk about in terms of being the driver of the offense up the middle is Ryan Johansson. What have you thought of Johansson so far and that line as a whole alongside Forsberg and Arvidsson?
Yeah, that line's been awesome. But he looks light. You know, he's got some jump through the neutral zone. That whole line has looked good, you know, through the neutral zone. And usually they look good. You know, Joey's a big guy. He just gets down and protects the puck, and he's so good in the offensive zone. But I've been real impressed with the speed he's been going. They've been on the attack, and they've been able to make something happen through the neutral zone and then generate chances after that. So I've been really pleased with the way that line has looked, and especially Joey. I think if you give him that little speed burst that he has or seems to have early on, it changes his game, and it becomes much more of a weapon, not just lugging the puck and hanging on to it, but actually buzzing around and making plays.
Preds radio analyst Hal Gill has been our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road, presented by Duncan. featuring their new location in Bellmead and TriStar Moving, TriStar Movers with five-star service. Hal, really appreciate you taking time to join us, my man. Great stuff.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Hal Gill, one of the best in the business, and it is interesting. Like, you talk about a guy that's got a lot of experience on the penalty kill and playing those tough minutes. Hal Gill, very experienced in that area, and I've liked the approach of what I've seen so far from the Predators with Roman Josi. Now, I do think he'll continue to get time, and they'll get mixed in there a little bit more maybe as the season goes on, but especially early on, controlling those minutes a little bit, I think that's been a good approach from John Hines and his staff.
Yeah, I mean, hey, I totally agree with what Hal said there. I mean, if you can take that off, look at how great he was last year with everything on his plate. If you can feel great about taking that thing off his plate, what can that mean? What's the payoff there over the long term? I would think there would be one.
When we come back, some tough news for a team in the NHL yesterday regarding a former Nashville Predators coach and some issues dealing with COVID. We'll discuss that when we come back. And Preds fans, make sure you're tuning in on Wednesday nights for Smashville Live. The show will air every Wednesday during the Preds season from 6 to 7 p.m. and will feature Preds players, former players, and other special guests. And something new this year, we're going virtual, so that means you can watch the show from the comforts of your own home via the 102.5 The Game's Twitch, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and thegamenashville.com. So make sure you're with us every Wednesday from 6 to 7 p.m. This hockey season for Smashville Live, brought to you by New Amsterdam Vodka and Red Spirits and Wine in Bellevue. For more information, go to thegamenashville.com/Smashville Live. We'll be right back. Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.